Thanks as always to Brian Bulaga.
Uh-oh. Some bad news for one of Tausch's favorite players, although he does not play for the Packers. Dolphins pass rusher Chop Robinson had to be carted off. They practice with the Lions. You're a Chop guy. You wish he was a Packer Chop.
Well, Chop had a great rookie season.
He did. You were on him. You were right about him.
Yeah. You watch, and Abdul Carter, obviously, another Penn State guy. I don't know what they do up there at College Station. Those cats can get after the quarterback. Huh? What?
Where's Penn State?
Happy Valley. College Station is where Texas A&M is.
What do they call it? It's Happy Valley, but there's some college. It's also another name that they call
State College, PA. State.
All right, yeah. I was off. Boy, I love how you guys insta-correct me, but then I barely correct you, and you pout like a blanking baby.
Well, Edrin Cooper is from
Texas
A&M. Great,
thanks for the correction. Like Jesse, by the way, how you ever thought I meant going to an amusement park when I was trying to get where you could get notarized?
You get a stamp.
If you're going to jump in, if you're going to jump in and interject, at least bring something pertinent, like remotely close to the table.
If you said,
like, at least Jason said passport stamp. That was fair. You're talking about going to a nightclub and getting a stamp. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Don't interject if you're going to be that far off. I took an L in Wonelli yesterday, but if we were playing Family Feud and Steve Harvey said top five answers on the board, name a place you get your hand stamped, amusement park would be.
Nobody said hand stamped. You said nobody said hand stamped.
The dude stamps the thing is what you said. Could have been anything.
And I said you're going to the bank. And yeah, and I couldn't think of notarized. And you're sitting there telling me, "Oh, it's when you go to the amusement park." There,
bar would be number one. Amusement park would be number two. Passport would probably be airport. Would be number three.
No,
when you get your hand stamped at an airport.
Like, don't they stamp your
passport
when you're
going through an airport?
When you're going through TSA, don't they stamp? I've only done that once before. I don't know if they'd actually stamp it or not. I thought they did.
They don't stamp your hand. No.
When you're flying, in fairness.
Wait, you stamp you so you can go to the duty free shop?
No, when you're going.
What the hell are you getting your hand stamped at the airport for?
In fairness, they also don't stamp your hand. A notary public does not stamp your hand either.
Nobody said anything about stamping your hand. I said stamp. You go in there, you get a big stamp to validate.
I knew what you meant. Oh. I couldn't get to notary public, and then we got amusement park. Which threw everybody off.
Top five answers.
Where it made me mad.
I'm sitting here having a conversation. Stamped.
I got to shoo Jesse out of this conversation because he's throwing us off more with, you're going to a water park and you want to get into like a.
Water parks don't stamp because the water would wash off the stamp. You got the wristband instead.
Wouldn't help at all.
Well, if you go to a nightclub and you're dancing, you're going to sweat it off.
That's true, too. Yeah.
All right.
Hold it under the black lights. Amusement park.
Post office.
Jesse, we're not playing Family Feud anymore.
Good question.
First off, that's not Family Feud.
Yeah, Jesse.
That would have been like password. That was more password.
Right.
I'm saying bank, stamp. Okay. That would have been password or pyramid. Family Feud. Nobody said anything about Family Feud. And by the way, Jesse, the way Steve Harvey does it, you'd have to have something sexual when it comes to that stamp.
Oh, boy.
I don't think they have a question that's not have some type of overtone to it.
Now, that's fair. Jesse, we need alternates for the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct. We are building a depth chart because we already know that there are some fans who volunteered to join our fantasy league or any of our fantasy leagues on ESPN. And they said, August 20th, oh, no, I got something going on that night. So we need a bench. We need a depth chart to pull from some alternates to be able to step in the event that our original winners cannot fulfill their duties.
Like Miss Congeniality.
Yes. Kind of. Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take – how many of these do you want? You want four of them?
Four of them. Yeah.
All right. So right now we're going to take four calls. 7, 8, 9, 10. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. And you could still win a spot in one of our leagues or be invited to attend the event. This is your chance to take one of those spots if someone backs out or can't attend. It's your shot to be part of the biggest fantasy football night of the year at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older to win. Right now, callers 7, 8, 9, and 10 at 844-770-3776 will win a spot on the alternate list for the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft next Wednesday, August 20th at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Again, callers 7, 8, 9, and 10 at 844-770-3776. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We need to get to Homer. We're already running late, as always. But yesterday, a new, dare I say, character emerged on the program. Steve-O and Cali.
Yeah. Steve-O in SoCal.
Yeah. And you mentioned that he may have sent more than a handful of epistles from the from cyberspace, and he's back for more. Is that correct?
What is
that? Epistle. It's a letter, like the you know, the letter to the Corinthians. The epistles.
That's the Episcopalians.
Sounds like what Pat Murphy said Andrew Vaughn was hitting the other day.
Be that as it may.
We got another text from Steve-O in SoCal.
By the way, according to the dictionary, an epistle is a letter.
According
what do you
to
got?
The dictionary.
Well, how do you get it notarized, though?
You go to the amusement park.
Good morning, fellas, says Steve-O in
studs.
SoCal.
We were studs yesterday.
Yes. Good morning,
now
studs.
Now we've been devoted to fellas.
In my opinion, the Pack is a better team with Willis at quarterback. His running ability will allow the offense to keep the sticks moving and keep opposing defenses from teeing off on the quarterback. Short passing game along with Jacobs and Willis running the ball equals a better chance of competing with the Lions. From Steve-O in SoCal.
What was Steve-O's message about yesterday again? Can you refresh my memory?
It was basically we shouldn't have paid Jordan Love. We're going to regret paying Jordan Love. We were crowning him too early.
I'm going to go out on a little creaky limb
here. Steve-O don't like Jordan.
I don't think Steve-O's a big Jordan Love fan.
No, and you know what? I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm going to tell you how I feel and why I think you're wrong. Now, do I think Malik Willis brings a different skill set to this offense and was highly effective last season in the times he was able to play? Absolutely. But Steve-O, who do I want on a 3rd and 7 with the pressure coming down? Who do I want to have in the pocket making that throw?
Sean Clifford.
Jordan Love. No, I want Jordan Love. And I understand there was some, and again, it was a small minority of folks last year that were having that same thoughts that Steve-O had. And I'm not going to poo-poo and say that that's idiotic because Malik Willis did a great job last season.
He did.
And I think I would not have any qualms if Jordan can't play that we can beat the Detroit Lions with Malik Willis. And then if that happens, oh, God. That will be something. But Jordan Love will, unless there's a major setback, will be playing. And that is the way it should be. I just believe differently than Steve-O and Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. He's not elite. He's not great yet. He is a really good quarterback that has a great skill set that when he is comfortable and healthy, I think we saw how great he can be at the back end of, I guess it's the 23-24 season.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Steve-O doesn't think he's consistent enough. He thinks he's overpaid, and that is Steve-O's right. I love battling with Steve-O. I hope we get more Steve-O and Wilde and Tausch battles because I think it's fun. He has an opinion, much like it. You know what? I'm not going to put Steve-O in the same category as who is the guy on Scalzo and Bruss that would call in and rave for Jordan Love all the time.
Mark in New Berlin. Yeah.
He's not Mark in New Berlin. But we all thought Mark in New Berlin was nuts. Remember all that? And then all of a sudden, he was nuts until he wasn't nuts. He was nuts when Aaron Rodgers winning MVPs. But then that last season, when Aaron struggled and he busted his thumb and all this other stuff, and he was raving for Jordan Love to play. And you know what? Jordan Love was a lot closer to Mark than he was to what we were thinking he might be.
It's true.
I think in this case, Steve-O has got old boy kind of up on a pedestal because he doesn't like Jordan Love, or at least that's the image that we're all getting from Steve-O.
Well, maybe if he saw Jordan with the kids and saw Jordan with American Family Insurance, maybe Steve-O would change his mind.
You got Dream Drive going on, and with the Brewers rolling, looking for a fun Brewers fan experience of a lifetime, well, American Family Insurance is here to make it happen. Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for your chance to win a pregame tailgate party for you and five friends, complete with a private chef and DJ. You're going to score field-level tickets, hotel stays, exclusive Brewers merch, and Christian Yelich memorabilia. Enter now at amfam.com/brewers. No purchase necessary. Enter by the stroke of midnight on the 25th of August. See official rules
at
amfam.com/brewers. Again, what a deal. The Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes. How can you beat this? A private chef? You and five buddies? And you got a DJ just sitting around while you're wolfing down private chef food? And you go field-level tickets, and you get hotel stay, and you get Brewers merch, and you get Yelich memorabilia? Oh, baby, I don't know if that could be a better thing going right now in Wisconsin sports than that. AmFam.com/Brewers.
Not only that, but
am I eligible? Am I eligible for that or
you
no?
are decidedly
are
not
sure?
eligible.
I don't
yes.
know.
Okay.
We're not in charge of that contest. You got to AmFamContest.com or
how
whatever.
How awesome of a contest is that? And you got until the stroke of midnight, a couple weeks, 25th, August, stroke of midnight.
12 days.
Notarized.
Stroke of midnight.
Notarized.
Tausch dropped an old baby that I believe is trademarked by someone who I think is eligible for that prize, Steve the Homer True. He's scheduled to join us late, but next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I have in my collection since I've got the fever. And if you haven't seen Jesse's Johnny montage,
pretty good,
did a really
collage.
Nice job of that social media montage of us. Tausch, I'm curious. You said that it was a rap city USA, so you were so confident that you went and did other things, didn't watch the rest of the game, eagerly awaiting for Eleanor's return home. I'm curious, the fact that they've beaten your guy Skeenis, Mr. Livy Dunn, twice, does that tell you anything at all? It's still the Pittsburgh Pirates, but If you can do that against that guy, that's a pretty good sign that you got things cooking. No?
Well, it's just what's been so impressive, and, you know, I'm not the first person to mention this. It's just everybody in the lineup seems to have had moments, mm-hmm. and they're just – there's not an easy out. Like, everybody battles, and you make them work. And the last time it was Skinas versus Miz, and I missed it. You know, Skinas is out of the game at 4-8 because they just keep working the pitch count, battle, and force him to throw extra pitches. And then you know, eventually you wear people out, or a guy has to make a mistake. And that's what this team has been so good at doing, is just clawing and pestering. And I think Murph said the other day, it's like a woodpecker. You know, you just keep pecking away, and eventually you just wear people out. That's in essence what this team does. And now you add a little extra pop in the bat, and you guys are, you know, you're seeing more home runs, you're seeing other things, and it's a confidence breeds confidence. And this team, the confidence was going and going, and now I'm sure they feel like we do as fans. We're just really good. And you're shocked and surprised if they get beat. It just doesn't matter if they're down 5-0. You know, when that happened on Sunday, I'm looking at it like, well, they're going to come back and win. And then last night, they go ahead 5-0. I'm like, a deuces be. They're going to win. That's where they're at.
Can we address something real quick?
The Bo Ryan head in the production room.
No, that's from our Made Him Believe event.
Can you put that somewhere else? I don't want to look at him anymore.
What's wrong with Bo? He's having a good time back here. We're having trouble connecting with Homer. I'll see if we can get him for the next segment here. Tier 1 Tyler texted me on the private text line.
Uh-huh.
Why is he saying skeins like that? LOL.
Does Tyler not listen often enough?
If Tier 1 Tyler doesn't know the story behind this, then I don't know if some of our other fans do, and it might just sound to them like we don't know how to say Paul Skeens'
name.
No,
Tausch always calls him Skeenus.
I did.
Which rhymes
times,
with
yes.
something else.
With what? If you spell it out, it's what it spells. And you know I'm a phonetic guy.
You're a phonetic fanatic.
Something like that, yeah. Exactly.
Yes, his name is Paul Skeens. When he first
so
burst
the boys...
onto the scene, Tausch called him yeah. Skeenus, which rhymes with something else.
Yeah, and I accidentally started following his girlfriend on Instagram. I'm not even really on Instagram. Deal.
Accidentally. She's got
She's
great
a star.
Content.
Greatest gymnast in the history of college gymnastics is what everybody tells me.
Yeah, well, it's part of their championship.
Are the boys going to go? They took a lot of grief. Strophy, and who was with Strophy?
Will Summers.
Will Summers and Strophy. Are they going to go flip their lawn chairs and put their sign out in front of George Webb? I think
no.
they have to.
No, they are banned.
Why?
Because they had to issue an apology to our great partners, not on Will Tausch, but other portions of the Good Karma Brands ESPN Wisconsin family. They had to issue an apology to all Milwaukeeans and to George Webb. 11 in a row. They go
I just saw out. George Webb's mascot. Out in front of George Webb, putting up their sign that we want to give out free burgers.
Well, they're getting ready. They got to be prepared. That's different.
They're saying it before the burgers. You don't count your chickens before they roost.
If George
they're
Webb
already roosting
wants
their
to
burgers.
Get ready for George Webb's to give away free burgers, that's a little different than Strophy
they're promoting
and Will going
it.
Out
they're
there.
They're putting it out there, just like Strophy.
Well, of course,
and
there's
Will Summers.
There's excitement that builds when you get to 10 and 11 in a row, and the fact that they've won 11 in a row twice in the same season is remarkable, phenomenal.
First time in the National League since the 1935 Cubs.
Fever.
Which Homer remembers that team.
Nice.
They were counting their burgers before they hatched or roosted or were fried on the griddle. That's why we're not allowing them to go to George Webb until The ninth inning is complete, and the Brewers have emerged victorious, hopefully. Can't do it, man.
I want him jumping back out there. Jump back in there.
Can they
just
want
to be able to torch him when they put the whammy on
him
again?
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
What if they
go
to
part of the fun of it?
What if they go to George Webb's, but they get something else? Like they get breakfast today. Is that okay? Or just
no,
we don't want him at George Webb's.
Okay. No, I don't want him anywhere near it.
I just love the fact that Peralta and everybody, the players, are all on board with this. What a fun squad.
I actually, last night, I looked up, because we live in Green Bay, where the closest George Webb location is.
Yeah.
It's in Peshtigo.
Oh.
Which is
Does
north.
Does that count?
Right?
Can you go there and still get the free burger?
That's a great question. I could call the Peshtigo establishment and ask them.
Seems like relevant information.
Right now.
Yeah.
Call them right now. Ask
you
want to
like call them on the air?
Yeah,
I think it's a warranted punishment for Strofe and Will that if the Peshtigo George Webbs, they have to drive
to that
one to go get their burgers. Yep, that's fair.
Absolutely.
Yep. If they're doing it up in Peshtigo, that's a fair punishment for Strofe and Will for compromising it the first time.
I agree. Completely agree.
Okay. I'm gonna check out my who I could talk to in the George Webb hierarchy about this, because Jesse, as bad as the amusement park thing was, this is at the other end of the spectrum. That they would have to do, they can get their burgers if they win their 12th game, but Strofe and Will have to schlep all the way up to Peshtigo, which is in what, the greater like Marinette region?
Yeah, that's it's in the Krivitz vicinity. I've seen the signs as we're heading up that way. Yep.
Yeah. I think we send them to Peshtigo. We'll see if we can get that information from George Webb. We need some information from Tausch first, though, and that information is about Prize Picks.
Oh, Prize Picks. The best place to get real money sports action. I'll tell you what, I dabbled a little bit the other day, had some success. Preseason football's here. You got baseball. You got all these great sports going right now, and it's simple to play. 2 to 6 player stat projections. You get it right, you can win up to 2,000 times your cash. The best way to win on sports in more than 40 states, including the great state of Wisconsin. PrizePicks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. PrizePicks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. The best way to win real money this football season? Well, which players are going to go off? Which ones aren't? Who's going to have a big season? Yards, catches. Well, make your picks in less than 60 seconds, and you can turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on PrizePicks. Download the PrizePicks app today. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks, run your game.
I have located the corporate headquarters for George Webb. I don't know if I want to call the actual Peshtigo restaurant.
Why?
And I don't think we should ambush them on the air. That's like...
No, we don't. We're anti-ambush on Wilde and Tausch. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll reach out to them.
We'll let do that. KBN could do that. They're more ambushy.
I think they're pro ambush on that show. Yeah.
They were. I saw they were getting some heat too for Kyle.
We're getting residual heat. Like we have anything to do with what they're doing on their show.
We'll have to talk about that at some point. We may just push Uncle Homer back to tomorrow.
I'm also realizing Homer's off the Homer Hour all this week, so he may be unavailable. He may be on vacation. And
good planning. Maybe he's at an amusement park.
Yeah. He got his hand stamped, so he can't get back in on our show. So we're good.
He's studying to be a notary. I think he's actually – that actually could be something fun.
Yeah, the more you can do. Plus, he's only got an hour show. He's got a lot of time on his hands. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive-by.
Just a shy guy looking for a tune. Hefty bangle home. Had to go upstairs to see if I still had this. My George Webb predicts the Brewers will win 12 straight games shirt. I'm a little concerned. It was from an era when I was...
Why aren't you wearing that today?
Well, I'll be honest.
Oh.
Snug?
Too many burgers.
A little snug?
There was a time when I was in slightly better condition.
I'll wear it tomorrow. Just put it over the top. Let's take a look.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
Okay. Or at least hang it up behind you. We got to get excited about it, right?
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to do anything to jinx them.
I will wear it tomorrow if they win, and I'll get a quick workout in first.
Hit a sauna.
No bun.
Hit the sauna. Atkins.
Those GLP-1 shots, I don't think they work quite that quickly in time for tomorrow's show. All right, so, Jesse, you wanted to talk a little Brewers. You got a couple of calls. You want to do this? It's a Wednesday. We don't usually take calls, but we don't have Homer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take some calls?
844?
Yeah. 770-3776, 844-770-3776. I know you've already got one. It is not from George Webb. Who you got on the line?
This is Mike in Fox Point. I think he's got the fever like the rest of us. So let's talk to him and see where it goes.
Mike, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I'll do my my best Homer impression today to fill in here.
Oh dear.
Hey, I gotta say first, you're entertaining me. I'm on a work trip from Milwaukee to Dubuque, Iowa, and I was in Iowa and I'm on my way back, so I appreciate the entertainment on this car ride with rolling cornfields.
Did you find Dubuque so wonderful that you, like Tausch and Jesse, would like to annex it and make it a Wisconsin city?
Oh yeah, big time. I'm stopping to visit a customer here in Dubuque in a few minutes, and I am very much in that camp. I'm driving through the Driftless region, and we should bring it in.
Bad cell reception out there.
Going to lose them at any moment.
A lot of struggles with that.
Oh no! Can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we're good, but I'm nervous for you.
Okay,
what do we
okay,
got?
Good.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
All right. Well, I'll get it out quick. So my thought with the Brewers is, and this kind of is with the Packers as well. You have a lot of fans that want to partake, want to be involved. Are we bringing back the cover songs for the playoffs for the Brewers, like you did with? I appreciated the movie swing in the films, but I would love to see. I always tuned in for the fans calling in with the songs. Like, just a thought if we're maybe going to bring that back this year.
By the way, love the fact that you snuck in a I love the movie themes.
Yeah.
That was very smart of you. Well done. I don't know if you actually mean it or not. But the songs were great, and we can discuss that. We could do a little, maybe we can get together and discuss that. I'll say this, and again, it all began with Tausch's M&M, not the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hand, the wrapper. I'll say this: we have had a lot of great moments in our now 9+ years. That's still maybe that and the Kissin' Cousins remain the two most memorable for me. As we, if you're watching on the video, get the replays of some of the greatest hits from the movie versions of headlines. Tausch, are you up for some headlines? If let's say they win today and get to 12 in a row, do you want to do some headlines for tomorrow? Singing headlines?
I would love to. I have to try and piece together. I don't even know where to start. We had the love when Jordan Love's first season, so we need to kind of have something to go around.
Burgers.
Obviously, the Brewers.
Yeah,
I think this is a fun idea, and I'm open to it for sure.
I would like to propose, since I'm sure the Academy and others involved would like a little lead-up time so we can do the best job that we can.
No, the Academy is not happy with Jason.
Is there anything Jason can say or do to help get on the good side of the Academy? Because you've been saying this for a while.
But we can reboot and figure some things out. What do we got?
I don't think we can, based on what you just said. I don't think there's any figuring it out.
Well, you guys will have to lead, which is fun. You guys could take some leadership on this.
How about we debut Brewers headlines with the Cubs 5-game series on Monday the 18th? That seems like a big series that it would be appropriate to debut it with.
All right. I'm open to that.
There we go.
Tauscher Brothers.
You're on the clock.
Come on home. We still love you. Come on home. Come on back.
You maybe could sway one. I know there's one that is not going to be swayed. I feel fairly confident about that.
It's nothing personal. All right. We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. If you'd like to talk more Brewers, because I know there are some of you that find it a little frustrating that despite the Brewers going 26-4 over their last 30 games, the greatest stretch in Brewers history since they came over as the Seattle Pilots in 1970.
Can I tell you my favorite stat that they've been trouting around here since last night, which is pretty good?
Not if it has anything to do with Pablo's birthday party.
It does not. Can't. On June 18th, the Brewers were 6.5 games back of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. And on August 13th, they're 7.5 up.
I thought you were going to give us something Cubs. Different than you've done in the last two sports centers on ESPN.
That is such a good stat. 13-game swing. 13 games since June 18th.
They were 6.5 back, and they're 7.5 ahead. That's actually a 14-game swing, isn't it? Oh, is that the sound effect from the show yesterday, or is that live?
No, that's a different one. Yeah, Brewers bring out the best parts of me.
You know what else brings out the best in us? Our visits to Quick Trip, especially when we can put together our own variety pack of Dunkers, which are on sale for $2.99 this week.
Indeed, Jason got that last night. We ranked our favorite Dunkers, and you know what? Time is running out. To climb to the top this summer, you gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, where every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now, through August 17th, which I don't know if that's Saturday or Sunday, play every day for free in the Quick Rewards app. You score bonus plays with every eligible item that you grab. Grab an ice cold Pepsi, a bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade, or Propel Bubbler, Starbucks, refreshing Pure Leaf. Got them all. Pair it with any of those hot food, and you can get two bonus plays. Each week, the cash prize climbs by 5,000, stacking higher and higher until somebody wins that ultimate prize, the summit, if you will, at $250,000 in cash money. Open your Quick Rewards app. Start climbing. The view from the top is worth every play. Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See rules at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.